Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome in to Light the Lamp. Alexis Downey back behind the mic today. It feels so good to say that we are under a month until this upcoming NHL season. We are halfway through the month of September. And man, didn't the summer just fly by? I feel like we were just ending last season and now it's already almost time for training camp. But that's one of the exciting parts about this time of the year. All of the Anaheim Ducks players are back in town. And I had the chance to sit down with each and every single one of them to talk about how awesome their summers were, what their training looked like, and some of their favorite moments from the last couple months. We're going to be sharing all of these interviews with you on Light the Lamp over the next couple weeks. So I thought we'd start today with Trevor Zegras, Olin Zellweger, and newcomer Robbie Fabbri. Talking with Zegras, he had quite the summer, spent some time at the World Championship, spent some time back home in New York, traveling a little bit, talked about his training. He had a great summer, and we dove into all of those details. Olin Zellweger, another player to represent his country at the World Championships. He also got to spend some time back home on the lake. He's a big lake guy with friends and family. And last but not least, Robbie Fabbri, the newcomer. We talked about what his summer looked like back in Detroit, where he was playing for the Red Wings the past couple seasons, how his play there can translate into his game in Anaheim, and a little bit just about him, get to know him ahead of this season. But let's get started first with Trevor Zegras. Trevor Zegras joins us now on DuckStream. Trevor, I want to start with the hair, the mullet. Yep. When did you cut it?
Probably about a month ago.
Why? What was the inspiration?
It's grown since then. It was a little tighter on the top and the sides. The inspiration was, it was really hot over the summer, and anything that I was doing that I was enjoying doing, I didn't love having so much hair on my head, but I always like to grow it out for the hockey season because I like when it comes out the back of the helmet. So it kind of just hit me all at once that, like, the mullet was for me, and the fact that I hadn't done it earlier in my life was actually very surprising thinking about it, because it's perfect. It's long in all the right places. You wear a hat, there's nothing on the sides, you put the helmet on, feels like you have short hair but you still got the flow coming out the back. So we're calling it the skill guy mullet. Ryan Strowman, Vetrano, they have the they got the grinder mullet.
I was looking at their hair, but they had hats on, so I was surprised. I wasn't sure if you'd show up with a hat or not.
I wasn't allowed to. Oh. They took all my hats. Yeah. They said the mullets.
How lucky are we? We get to see it then.
They said that we're debuting the mullet. So this is what we got.
Well, Z, it's great to have you join us for Media Day. I know we didn't get to chat last year, but I want to hear all about your summer. I know you were quite busy going all over, doing a lot of fun things.
Yep.
So how was it?
It was great. I'd say, like, less travel this summer than in past summers, which was good because I'm pretty terrified of flying.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Terrified. I just, something about being that high in the air going that fast with no control just doesn't sit right with me. But it was great. After the season, I went to the World Championships, got to meet some amazing people and some friendships that I'll have for a long time. So that was really cool. And then did a little vacation in Europe afterwards. We went and saw the French Open.
Ooh, fun.
And then we went to Napoli. Not sure which one it is, for like a day. Then went to Capri for a couple nights. And then finished in Mykonos, which is, I'm Greek, so that was cool for me. And then went home. So it was awesome.
Talking about the World Championship, getting to play against some of your Ducks teammates.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was cool. I told Dossel I was going to score on him before,
before the game. He mentioned that.
And I got one, but it didn't count. So, no, it was awesome.
You can make up for it.
I make up for it in practice. but no, it was awesome. Playing against Goods was fun. Obviously, Lundy over in Sweden. So I had a great time.
Then extending your European trip. Favorite place that you went to?
Oh, the food in Italy is something special. Mm. But personally, I had a good time in Greece just because I felt a little bit at home there, which I know might sound funny, but I had a great time. It was really cool.
Did you pick up any of the languages? Can you speak Greek?
No, I know a couple words, okay. But I couldn't give you a full sentence or tell you what it means. My Yaya and Papu, which is my grandma and grandpa, would probably be disappointed in me saying that. Yeah. But
we can't show them this.
Yeah. They probably will find it, though. They love going on the internet, so they'll definitely see it.
Well, we'll make up for this at some point this season. We'll get you some words in there.
I'll brush up on it.
I know your summer started also going to Stagecoach. And Dixie, your girlfriend, performed there. What was that like seeing her get to do that and just
really
being there?
Really cool. Really, really cool. Obviously, I've never seen her perform live. And, she crushed it. She did great. And, it was, an adrenaline rush for me, watching it. So, it was really, really cool.
What'd you tell her before she performed?
Break a leg. I don't know what you tell a performer before they go on stage.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was any sort of
I was probably more nervous than she was. So, she crushed it.
Another thing that I know you were a part of this summer was Michael Rubin's White Party on the 4th of July.
Yep.
Very exclusive company there. What was that event like?
It was cool. A lot of fun. Nothing too crazy. Obviously just was there with Dixie and had a great time and met some cool people and had some laughs for sure.
Who were some of those people you got to meet?
I got to meet Tom Brady, which was really cool for me. Obviously grew up a Giants fan, so I never really got to appreciate how great of an athlete he was. Got to meet Derek Jeter, which was also cool for me. So it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Did you watch Brady in his broadcasting debut over the weekend?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought he was great, but I guess everybody else didn't think he was that great, which kind of just goes to show that they'll try and tear you down however good you are. So I think he's going to be fine. Obviously, he knows more about football than probably everybody. So,
In a little bit more about your summer, the Shoulder Check Showcase.
Yeah.
Got to take part in that. Your Ducks teammates were there. What was that event like?
It's amazing. I feel very lucky and honored to be a part of that. Me and Chris Kreider have been doing it for a couple of years now, and we tried to expand it in terms of the players that we were inviting, and I'm very lucky and fortunate to have great teammates here in Anaheim, and a couple guys came down to support and help me out, and it's a great cause, and I think we're growing it into something really big and something really powerful, and I think it's a great message, which is obviously the best part.
One of the parts of that event and just getting to see the guys, every time I've talked to them, they've talked about your summer house and just how incredible your setup was and how Stromer specifically said, there's no reason that you shouldn't be good at golf at this point.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. That's what he said. You can take that up with him, but getting out on the course, just hanging out with them too.
It was awesome.
How was that?
Yeah. And I mean, it was cool kind of to see those guys over the summer. Obviously Strom's in Toronto, Frank's in Boston, Mace is in Ottawa. So it was great that they came down. We got to play a ton of golf, which was really, really, really fun. I don't think a ton of guys played great, which is why they're throwing stones at me for living on the golf course. But no, we had a great time.
Have you played golf since you've been back?
I have, yes.
How's that going?
Not good. Okay. Not good.
Well, you have a little bit of time still.
Once I get back into hockey mode, it's hard for me to hit the tight draw or the little cut. Kind of just spray it around. But no, it's fun.
How long have you been back in Orange County?
I think 2 weeks. I think I got back last Monday.
Anything that you like to do before the season starts that you can do? Are you a beach guy?
Kinda. It's a little hot for the beach.
Yeah.
It's like 100 degrees.
It is hot.
So what's nice about being back is the NFL is back, and I love football and watching football. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
Do you take part in fantasy football?
I do. Yeah.
How? I mean, it's only been.
I feel like I have two teams in the mix this year because Mace doesn't know a ton about football. So I'd like to take credit for the success of his team in the first week. Even though we ended up playing each other, I pretty much drafted his entire roster, and he ended up beating me, which was pretty devastating. But it's the way it goes.
It is the way it goes.
Way it goes.
Is this a team fantasy football league?
Yeah.
Or?
Team fantasy football. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cam Fowler is the commissioner. So usually every year, early September, we'll go to his house, and he does all the drafting pen and paper, and then we'll put up a draft board with all the teams, and then you go snake draft one by one. So it's always a great way to start off the year when you get back.
Some new guys involved in that this year?
Yep. We got Fabs in there, and Dumoulin, I think, on a team with Lacombe. So that was
quite the
interesting draft because Dumoulin wasn't here. So Lacombe had the earpiece in with Dumoulin on the phone, I think. He took the longest to draft out of anybody, but it's always a good time.
Also being back now, looking ahead to the season, what are you looking forward to?
I guess just kind of being here for the start of it. Obviously getting here late last year, kind of didn't really feel like I got into the mix early enough, and you're kind of playing catch up. So it's good to kind of like get settled in, get into the air house, be around the guys, kind of go through the training camp grind with everyone, kind of just be a part of the team.
Strummer was saying that he bought an e-bike and he rode it over to your house recently. Do you have an e-bike?
I do not.
Did you join in on that?
I got some great photos of Stromer and Troy and all the guys on their e-bikes.
Usually
it'll be like in the afternoon. I'll get a text, what are you doing? They'll drive the e-bike over with their like little kids, and then they'll all come over and whatever they're doing is fun.
You think you're going to get one?
No, I'm not an e-bike guy.
Okay.
I go rollerblades before e-bike.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Some guys are getting golf carts too. I'd rather drive.
A little more room to store
those,
too.
Get the air conditioning going. It's a little hot outside. But no, I'm not.
It's going to cool down soon, hopefully.
Right.
You're sitting here wearing the new jersey, new logo. I know you were a part of that shoot. What do you think?
It's great. It's amazing. I think it's a new school look on the greatest logo in hockey, and I'm excited to wear it for full season.
In looking ahead to the season, do you have any goals that you've set for yourself going into the year?
Have a great time. Have fun playing hockey and enjoying each day with a great group of guys that we have in the locker room. And I think if at the root of it, if you're having fun and having a good time and enjoying what you want to do, you'll accomplish anything you want.
Z, great to have you back.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Olin Zellweger joins us now on DuckStream. Olin, great to see you. How was your summer?
It was good. I enjoyed some time at the lake and spent some time with family. And then other than that, mostly getting ready for the season and preparing for training camp.
Were you back home for most of it, or did you travel much?
Well, I traveled a little with Worlds, going to,
of course,
I think, 3 different countries. But that was pretty cool, great experience. And then otherwise, I just spent most of it back in Edmonton.
How was it seeing your family and friends? I'm sure, you know, long season, you get back and good to see them.
Yeah, of course. It was really nice to catch up and, you know, spend some quality time together. And then, you know, obviously it was a longer summer, so it's great to be back.
What's your favorite thing to do while you're at home?
I think we like to enjoy a lot of time at the lake. We go boating quite a bit, so kind of like wake surfing or, you know, maybe even fishing and stuff. So it's pretty fun.
Are you a good wake surfer?
Yeah.
Can you drop the rope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then you're good. You're good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I mean.
I was just curious your level there.
Yeah.
Do your friends also wake surf with you, or is that a family thing?
Oh, yeah, both for sure. We got a boat. There's quite a few people that can come on, so it's pretty it's pretty nice if there's relatives or some of my friends, so it's pretty fun.
Nothing better than the lake in the summer.
No.
Let's talk about your experience at the World Championship. What was that like for you, just getting to represent your country?
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, that was the first time other than the first time in kind of more of the pro level, other than the juniors. So that's the first pro experience for me there. It was awesome. I think obviously it was a little disappointing. I think we could have ended up pulling through, but it's a tough tournament. I learned a lot from you know, some of the veterans there. Learning new things from different coaches. You know, that have been head coaches in the NHL as well. So yeah, it was great. It was about a month, so it was you know, kind of like, to me, you know, playing into playoffs a bit. So I think it was good for me.
Who were some of those veterans that really helped you through that tournament?
Yeah, you know, I think one that was really great with me was Tavares. He was, you know, super classy. You know, he's super detailed at the arena. And, yeah, he just carries himself with really well, especially looking up to him as a younger player too.
were you able to chat with any of the other Anaheim Ducks players when you played against them, or what was it like playing against them?
Yeah. I think I only ended up playing against Jack, which was Dosti and Goods. So that was fun. I wanted to maybe score on Dosti, but it didn't happen. So.
That's what Z said, too. Yeah. He said he was going to, but yeah. I said, well, now you can do it here at Great Park.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I seen Z, but they were in a different pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it was good to have some guys there, Pavel, Regenda mm-hmm. as well, so it was cool.
So you got back from Worlds and then jumped right into your training?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of just unpacked, and you know, I think I took like a few days, maybe a week or, mm-hmm. or so, and then I got into the gym, you know, started getting back to my routine of like lifting and running and doing stuff like that to prepare, and then you know, obviously I started to skate a lot more. I skated a lot in at Worlds, so you know, I started to skate a lot more and after about a week or two after.
Did you have some time to reflect this past summer on, you know, the games that you did play here in Anaheim, what you were able to take from playing at the NHL level that you're hoping to bring into this year?
Yeah, I think there was a lot to learn. I obviously, I was pretty happy with how my season, you know, ended up going in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then coming up here was, I think, really good for me. I learned a lot. You know, I think I started to play a lot better towards the end of the year. So that was good for me. And then obviously, I think I got some more confidence going to Worlds and experiencing that. So looking into this year, I just want to, you know, play to my abilities the best I can and, you know, do what I can to help the team. I think I can continue to improve in lots of areas. So that's going to be really exciting come the time.
Do you feel a new sense of confidence this year coming here and being a little bit more comfortable around the guys and just the systems here?
Yeah, that's a big point too, you know, being more familiar with the systems. I think everyone last year didn't know what to expect as mm-hmm. much, and now this year it's, you know the coaching staff a little better, and I know my teammates a lot better now, so yeah, I'm really excited. I think I have more confidence and more, I'm you know, eager to get started and, you know, get playing.
Was there anything in particular that you focused on this summer? Strength, you know, on ice work, anything to get you ready?
Yeah, I think, you know, like strength and speed are really important for me. I think I like to use my speed a lot, mm-hmm. more so like quickness and stuff like that. And then, you know, I worked a lot on the ice with, like, you know, stick handling and, mm-hmm. and shooting, like those more kind of like skill side things with, you know, skating and shooting and stuff like that that I'll use, you know, whether that be on the walking the blue line as a defenseman or joining the rush or something.
Well, Olin, I know you traveled here just yesterday, but yep. Happy belated birthday. I know it was a big birthday for you yesterday, yeah. So hopefully you got to celebrate a little bit, even yeah. though you were traveling.
yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us also, and good luck this season.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. GOETTL. We make comfort easy to spell.
We're here at Great Park Ice, and I'm joined by Robbie Fabry now, the newest Anaheim Duck. Robbie, it's great to have you join us on Duck Stream. How are you settling in so far?
Settling in pretty good. It's nice to meet all the guys this week and the staff and get accustomed to the area. Can't complain with the weather either, so it's been a good first week here.
What are your initial thoughts of Orange County? Had you ever been here? Besides, of course, playing here?
Yeah, no, the only time I've been here is on the road. and it's normally in and out with LA and here, and actually getting to spend some time here and get to know the areas, it's been awesome.
And going back to the trade, you know, you were in Detroit with the Red Wings, traded back in July to Anaheim. I want to talk about that day for you. When did you find out? Who were you with? What was that process like?
I was actually in the middle of cooking dinner with my wife and got a call from Steve. So right when I got that call, I let her know it was Steve, and we both kind of knew what was going to happen after that. We just didn't know where. So yeah, it was just a regular day, and then and then we got the call, so we started to get ready for the move.
Did that come as a surprise to you?
Not entirely. With the business side of it, and you know, how everything went last season personally, and my contract situation and everything like that, I knew it was definitely a possibility. It was just if and when it was going to happen.
And you spent a number of years in Detroit, obviously, you know, getting to know Michigan and the town. Did you have anything, you know, that stands out from your time there that, you know, in, whether it was in your hockey career or, you know, your personal life, that just something that was very memorable?
I don't know if there's a specific thing, but my wife and I loved it there. We've spent the last 3-4 summers there. So we've been there year round. The summers are great. Mixture of lakes and golf and all that. So to be able to go from a nice summer like that to a nice winter down here isn't going to be so bad.
It's like a snowbird situation.
Yes, exactly.
Were you there this off season then?
Yes. Yeah.
And where, were you training there too? Did you train with any other NHL players?
Yeah, so I still skated with a handful of Red Wings guys, Petrie, Sherratt, Rasmussen, Bertuzzi and Osterley, some ex-Wings. There's Cam and his gym skate in Michigan that I got out with a couple times and saw Cutter there a couple times. So Michigan's got a handful of groups to skate with. It's a pretty good hockey community there. So even though I wasn't going to the rink in Detroit, I was still able to get in some good skates.
Were those the Ducks players that you knew before coming here? Was there anyone else on the roster that you also knew?
Yeah, so I played junior with McGinn in Guelph there together. And then Stromer from the Toronto area.
Yeah.
I have an older brother his age that played against him, and his younger brother's more around my age. We just grew up around the rink together, and kind of our families kind of knew each other like that. And then other than that, just meeting guys. I met Z at Larkin's wedding, and just little things like that. But it's been a great group of guys so far.
Is your family still in the Toronto area?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you get to go back there much to see them?
Yeah. So. You know, staying in Detroit, it's a 3.5-hour drive to our families, and they come down and we go down there. So it's a good mix of spending the summer there and in Detroit.
And we were talking before, you're also a dad. What was it like this summer, just getting to spend some time, you know, being a dad?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. We had her in February, so right in the thick of the season, and we were in a playoff race there, so things were pretty intense. But to be able to be a dad for the last 4 months has been amazing. It truly is one of the most amazing things. I love her to death, and doing it with my wife has been awesome. So to be with her every day for 4 months of the off season was great.
We've got a great group of dads on the team, so I'm sure, you know, she'll have some friends along the way as well. Now that you've been in Orange County for a little bit, what are your thoughts just about heading into the season, a new opportunity for you, a new team, new faces and all of that?
I mean, the one thing I'd say, it's pretty exciting. The buzz around here with the new uniforms.
Yeah, what do you think? Getting to see it in person now. Yeah.
First time putting it on. So they're pretty cool. But yeah, just with everything going on and the young group we got, a bunch of exciting players. and, you know, a bunch of guys ready to take that next step. And I think coming in to a new opportunity to try and help these young guys with my experiences and fit in with that leadership group here. But yeah, just a lot of excitement and buzz around the team, around the arena, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
You talk about that young group and just your experiences. I mean, you were part of a Stanley Cup team in St. Louis as well. How do you feel like you'll be able to really adjust to this team? And what do you feel like you can bring as far as your game?
Yeah, I think the work ethic part of it and leading by example, that's kind of how I learned when I was younger and on that Stanley Cup team and growing up in St. Louis, you learn by seeing the older guys do it. And that's whether it's in the gym or in practice or in games. And just leading by example that way, I think, will go a long way.
One of the things throughout your career, obviously, you've had your fair share of setbacks with injury, your ACL specifically. How has that just shaped who you are? I mean, moving past it, having those comebacks each time, how has that shaped you?
Yeah.
I'm sure you get asked about that quite a bit, but yeah. I want to make sure to ask about it.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't lead with it. It's normally the first question.
No. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, not at all. It's, if you ask any player, injuries are never fun.
Right.
And to do it, three times now with my ACL, it's not easy, but, I found the biggest thing is you just lean on your family and the people around you, and those are the people that ultimately get you through those tough days. But at the end of the day, it just makes you grateful that, you know, I'm still playing and I'm still doing what I love at a high level. And, you know, I'm a few years out of surgeries, so it's been a good run, and I'm excited to just keep growing my game and getting to reach the level I know I can reach.
Certainly admirable to be able to come back from each of those. I know that it's a long process to get healthy, and I think it's really shows a lot about who you are in your character that, you know, you've taken it and you've still run with your career. But Robbie, I want to ask you one more thing before I let you go. As far as just being here in Orange County, getting out to Honda Center, hopefully, you know, for the first game, training camp around the corner, all the excitement that's upcoming, what are you looking forward to with just seeing those first few things, you know, with the Anaheim Ducks?
You know, I think like most guys, just to get things going, you know, not making the playoffs, it's a long off season. And between that and getting with a new group, I'm just excited to get training camp started, get in the thick of it and just start grinding with the guys and, you know, creating that environment of getting better and improving each and every day. And, it seems like this is a fun group to do it with and a fun place to do it in.
Robbie, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to seeing you out on the ice here soon, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.